Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now! Husband!
Wife!
Let's do something different.
Yeah! Okay.
Let's do a you can't possibly be right and anything you say is wrong episode.
Wait, but I'm always right.
But no, because I'm going to ask you some questions and whatever you answer, you're wrong.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
Inconsistencies in the Bible.
Oh, well, I like that better.
Yeah.
All right. So let's. We're just doing 1 Samuel inconsistencies, or
yes and no. I'm only including examples from everything through 1 Samuel.
Okay.
With an emphasis on 1 Samuel.
Got it.
So I basically looked up inconsistencies that include 1 Samuel, with the argument for or against whatever is said there being only in books that we have already read.
Got it. Okay. That sounds fun.
Okay. Okay?
All right, let's go find out what's wrong about the Bible.
Everything.
Okay.
Okay, so first I should caveat this with we are purely getting all of these answers and questions and facts and whatevers from a King James Bible version.
Okay, all right.
So there's going to be lots of fucking these and thous, and I'm going to be laughing because what the fuck?
Right.
It was hard enough without that nonsense.
Yeah.
So I want to put that right out there that that's the source I'm using.
Okay. All right, sure.
So, okay, let's start. Ready?
I'm ready.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong about what?
Who hardened the Pharaoh's heart?
God had hardened the Pharaoh's heart, didn't he?
You would think that because it specifically said so in Exodus chapter 7, verse 13.
Yeah.
And he hardened Pharaoh's heart that he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said.
Right.
Right? But you're also wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Because Pharaoh hardened his own fucking heart.
What?
According to 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 8.
Well, fuck that, 1 Samuel. Lord God, the fake guy, did that shit.
Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts?
Oh.
Like they admitted that it was their own fault for being assholes.
I see.
Yeah. Oopsie.
And that God didn't do it, huh?
Yeah. Oopsie.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. See how you're wrong?
I see how I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever you guessed,
you were going to be wrong.
Okay. I see how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't win. This is the best game I've ever played against you. Because you always win all the games.
Yeah.
Okay. Does God ever repent?
I would say no.
You're wrong. Okay. So I'll let you have the first one. God does not repent, as you said, right?
You said
no, he never repents.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, for example, in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of a man that he should repent.
Okay.
So there's one. And in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29,
yeah,
the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
he don't repent.
You would think that is correct, but okay. Like I said,
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay.
God repents. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
In Genesis,
uh-oh,
chapter 6, verse 6.
Yeah.
6:6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Oh, man.
And then again in Exodus.
Yeah.
Chapter 32. I kind of cut some of these short, so I don't know if it's verse 11, 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, he was like, it was when he was like arguing with Moses, like, I'm going to kill these motherfuckers. And Moses was like, no.
Right.
And so the Lord repented.
Interesting how God's not always correct in the Bible.
And then in 1 Samuel.
Yeah.
I know. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 11, and then again 35.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Oh, wait, no, that's Exodus 32. I just reread the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry. I have a headache. I know, you do have a tired. I understand that. Whoa, Google was trying to talk at us.
That's dumb.
Fuck you, Google. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 11, and then again 35. And the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I see why, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're wrong.
Right. I'm wrong.
Okay. Is God merciful?
I mean, honestly, based on what I've seen, fuck no.
Right.
But I think we're supposed to think fuck yes.
But you're wrong.
Which one?
Both.
Oh, shit.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong.
So which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with he's not merciful.
He's not merciful, but he also is. Okay, but God is a cruel, unmerciful, and evil being. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So I've got three examples.
Okay.
From Numbers, Deuteronomy, and 1 Samuel.
Okay.
I'm not giving verses anymore because I keep fucking that up. So
sure, yeah.
You know, if you really need to know, you guys, I have it printed out. So just hit me up and I'll...
send us an email or something.
I'll let you know what verse it was. But I keep saying it wrong. So
yeah.
So fuck it.
Right.
Okay? So from Numbers chapter 25 And the Lord said to Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel.
Damn.
You gotta kill some motherfuckers and hang them.
Yeah, that is not merciful.
For me to stop being mad at you.
That is not merciful.
Okay, so from Deuteronomy chapter 7, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them.
That is not merciful either.
That is not merciful.
Right.
Okay, and then from 1 Samuel chapter 15.
Yeah.
Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling.
What a dick.
Yeah, that is not merciful.
Yeah, not merciful.
But you know what?
What?
You're wrong.
Fuck.
Because guess what?
He's merciful too.
God is kind, merciful, and good.
You know, it sounds like there's an excuse. Like he can... Sounds like he can be whatever the fuck you want him to be because he's all the things.
It sounds like cherry picking was made so fucking easy because you can find anything
right, yeah.
to go your way.
I'm just saying.
And okay, please understand that there were so many more examples.
Yeah.
First, I culled them down to only examples from the books that we have read.
Right.
Okay? Further from there, I cut out any examples that were either stupid or repetitive or that I didn't quite agree that that was a good example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there are many, many more, okay? So we are going with God is kind, merciful, and good now, okay? An example from Exodus chapter 34.
Uh-huh.
The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.
But I don't believe him based on the other things now.
And then in Deuteronomy chapter 4, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God.
Bullshit.
Right?
Just because they say he is does not make his actions show otherwise.
It's kind of like when somebody walks up to you and they say, as they're stabbing you, I'm being totally fair.
Right?
Like, you're not the judge of if you're being fair or not.
Right.
The person that's receiving the action gets to judge the action.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of goes along with racism. You don't just get to say, I'm not racist. If somebody is telling you that you are, you have to stop and examine it.
Right, right.
So, shut up, God.
Yeah.
So, you're wrong. Okay?
I'm wrong. Okay.
How many gods are there?
4,000?
You're wrong.
or none. None. That's
okay.
a good answer.
Well, I mean, okay, you're right.
I'm having fun
you're
with
not
this one.
Wrong with
right?
that
yeah,
one.
No, yeah, no, right.
So here's your choices, though, and it's multiple choice. You have to pick one.
Okay, I'm going to pick one.
One god or several gods?
I'm going to go with several gods.
Okay, but you're wrong. But we'll go with your answer first.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
There are several gods, and I've got several examples here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
From Exodus chapter 12, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment.
All the gods. Yeah.
Okay, from Exodus chapter 18. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods.
All gods.
All gods.
Yeah,
he
just,
beats them all.
Yeah.
Okay, from Numbers chapter 33.
Yeah.
Upon their gods, also the Lord executed judgments.
So he even got mad
at the other gods.
Right, yeah.
And judged them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, from Deuteronomy chapter 5.
That's a lot of gods.
I know. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Because there's other gods.
There are other gods.
Yeah, right.
We don't deny it in the early parts of the Bible.
I got it.
Okay?
There's a lot of evidence for the gods.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
In Joshua chapter 24.
Yeah.
Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods.
Ah,
They did. They did.
They did do that.
They did do that.
Those things happened.
Okay, and here's two examples from 1 Samuel.
Okay.
Chapter 6.
Yeah.
Ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure, he will lighten his hand from off of you and from off your gods. You know, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The multiple.
Yeah. And from chapter 28, and the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, this is the witch of Endor.
Yeah.
I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Boom.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
We just read that.
Right.
So, okay. So, there are several gods, right?
It sounds that way.
You're wrong!
Shit.
Okay? There's only one god.
Okay.
Okay, this is, like, repeated multiple times in various places, so I only picked one because I'm an asshole like that.
Okay.
And this is my game, and I'm winning.
Yeah.
Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 4. The Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else.
I see.
But you know what? All the examples that I saw don't really specifically say there's only one God, there's none others.
Right.
It says there are other gods, but this is the one you need to pick.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Even later on when it's like the Lord is great.
Yeah.
And the Lord is greater than all other gods. And you know what
I mean? There's still other gods implied.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like there is no one specific place, not with minimal research, okay?
Sure.
Let me put that out there.
Right.
But it's not hard or it's not easy to find anything that says, period, the end, there's only one God.
It's not called Sacrilegious Discourse Harvard for a reason. I mean, shit.
True. Okay, so I'm still winning, though.
Okay, you're still winning.
Are we punished for the sins of others?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good argument.
I mean, lots of people fucking died for sins of others.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see what we have to do here. Okay?
I think I'm going to have to call bullshit if you tell me I'm wrong here because flood.
I'm not there yet. I'm giving you your case first.
Okay. All right. Okay? Yeah.
God does punish things according to the Bible. He's so proud of it. He repeated it four times just in the earliest chapters.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, both of those read the same. I am the Lord thy God. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, sounds like you're right so far.
Yep.
Okay. In Exodus chapter 34, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon... Oh, see, it repeats it again.
Yeah, it's like the same fucking thing.
And then in Numbers chapter 14, it says it again.
Okay.
And then in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it does say something a little different.
Okay. Yeah.
I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. I will judge his house forever because his sons made themselves vile and he restrained them not.
So
all generations following.
Okay.
All these people.
Because it says his house, so like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Right.
Except that he killed them all, so.
Right, you know. So that it ends that line right there. Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you're right, but you know what?
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Shit.
Okay? Because no, God doesn't punish people for the actions of others.
Okay.
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, it says, the father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you're wrong.
I was wrong.
You're wrong.
Interesting.
See how this game works?
I'm always wrong.
Yeah, I love this game.
Or otherwise, we could call it I'm always right.
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, if we wanted to go the other way with it, we could.
No, that doesn't let me win, and I'm the one making the rules. This is my game.
What if I want to win, though?
You don't get to on this one.
What if I just say I win?
It doesn't matter what you say. I'm the one that's leading
the game.
But
the Bible gets to say it just wins.
Oh, we're using the Bible as a legitimate source of rules now?
I didn't say it was legitimate.
if it's not legitimate, then you don't get to say that the Bible says.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, therefore, I'm the one running the game. I get to choose.
Okay, fine.
Okay? You're always wrong.
I'm always wrong.
Okay?
Yep.
Last question. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Did Saul and Samuel kill all the Amalekites?
No.
Right. No. Right? You would think that that's the answer.
Right.
Like, but I'm going to go through this. I have to do this one in order. I can't take your case first because it's kind of funny the way it's put together.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So first of all, oh yeah, totally. He totally killed them already.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Samuel chapter 15, and Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Europe. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword, et cetera, et cetera.
So they all died.
They all died.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So yes.
Okay.
But no, because then David killed them all a few years later. Okay? 1 Samuel chapter 27. So these are all from 1 Samuel, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay? In this particular question.
So it's contradicting itself
in
the same book.
The same book of the Bible.
Nice.
Yes.
That's a feat.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1 Samuel chapter 27. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezrites and the Amalekites.
Oh.
For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the asses, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned, and came to Achish.
So the Amalekites were already dead, but then he killed them again, all dead.
He killed them dead, and then, guess what?
And then they...
Then David killed them all again, some more.
Yeah, some more.
Some more. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
In 1 Samuel chapter 30.
Oh.
And it came to pass, when David and his men were coming to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south.
Oh my God.
And smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men who rode away upon camels.
Those Amalekites, they came back pretty well for being smote two times already.
Well, I mean, did you hear in this last final one where he killed them, where they were all killed a third time?
Yeah.
400 of them escaped on camels.
Yeah, right.
So.
After they've all been killed twice completely.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Those Amalekites are really resourceful.
I mean, I want to be an Amalekite.
Maybe they should be celebrated for coming back from the dead.
They should.
You know? Maybe we should worship the Amalekites.
One of the questions that I really, really wanted to get to was Jesus the first guy to be resurrected in the Bible?
Ah.
I really wanted to do that one, but I couldn't because a lot of the sources to the answers were from books we haven't read yet.
Got it.
But
the Amalekites were resurrected twice.
Okay, that's not a resurrection. That's just a misrecording and a miswording.
Okay.
But... the Witch of Endor is listed as one of the first to resurrect somebody
because
of Samuel.
Yep. Interesting.
So Jesus wasn't first.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, it's the Old Testament. They didn't give a shit about Jesus because Jesus didn't exist yet.
Right.
So they weren't, writing this based on Jesus.
No, I know.
So.
I know that. It's just that then Jesus came around and they're like, this is the first guy ever. And
right.
Like, but actually,
and the Witch of Endor was like, hold my beer, bitch.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So that were the questions I was able to come up with. And I think we should do this at the end of every book.
Oh, I agree.
And
this is fun. I enjoy losing.
Yeah. Do you? Do you enjoy being always wrong?
In this case, yes.
I mean, I feel like we should come up with a theme song. You're wrong.
What's your thing with theme songs here lately?
I don't know. Like, we're making
bits. Do I need to get you like a little Casio piano?
Fuck yeah, you do.
Okay.
I mean, is that even a question? Hello? That has nothing to do with this podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, if somebody asks you if you need a Casio, you say yes.
All right. Well, was that all the wrongness that I had to endure today?
For tonight.
All right. Well, I think tomorrow is going to be our Patreon episode.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's going to be an episode where you should, go and listen to it and then be so distraught that you need to go and subscribe to our Patreon page.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Don't. Never mind. I'm tired.
What?
I need to get out of here. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah,
shut
Patreon
up.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm gonna shut up now.
Stop talking.
All right.
My God.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.